Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Rice from Crime Talk, and thank you for tuning in. We have a short docket today, but hopefully rather interesting. First, Patrick Frazee now wants to talk to everybody. Some friendly advice from this lovable local criminal defense attorney to Mr. Frazee. Second, R. Kelly won't be flying anywhere. And third, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Rice from Crime Talk, and thank you for tuning in. If you have not already done so, we would please ask you to subscribe, hit that little bell so that you receive notifications of when we do put out new content, and as always, leave me a comment below. First on the docket, Patrick Frazee now wants to talk to everyone. Now, for those of you who do not recall, Patrick Frazee has received a life sentence plus 156 years because a jury convicted him after the elements of all the crimes being proven beyond a reasonable doubt to each and every element of the offenses charged for killing the mother of his child, Kelsey Barrett. Now, the on-again, off-again girlfriend of Patrick Frazee, in addition to Kelsey Barrett, was a woman by the name of Crystal Lee Kenny. She was a nurse from Idaho. Now, Miss Kenny cut a deal with the authorities in this particular case to testify against Patrick Frazee, and in exchange for that, receiving no greater than a 3-year sentence in the Colorado Department of Corrections, which she has received, and she will be getting sent to a halfway house relatively soon. Basically, a couple of months for participation in a murder sounds about right. Well, anyway, so Patrick Frazee, who didn't speak pre-trial, which was good for him, second, he didn't testify at trial, now is upset and is writing letters to the local news media stating a couple of things. First, he wants everybody to know that he did not kill Kelsey Barrett. He wants his daughter to know that he did not kill the mother, her mother, and he wants everybody also to know that there was an unidentified DNA in the sink, and the DA says that's not true at all. And of course, what do you do when you lose and you get 156 years on top of your life without parole sentence? That's right, you blame your attorneys. So let me, Scott Reich, give Mr. Patrick Frazee some friendly advice from this lovable local criminal defense attorney. All right, Mr. Patrick Frazee, you are serving life plus 156 years, okay? You went with a cheap defense, and I am not saying, I don't want to get in trouble with this, some of the best attorneys I have ever seen have been public defenders, okay? Court-appointed counsel. I've taken cases as court-appointed counsel. But in this particular case, you're charged with spending the rest of your life in prison. You should have mortgaged the ranch, ask your mom to mortgage the ranch, and go hire whomever would do the best job for you, the best that money could buy, all right? We're talking about your freedom, because why? You don't get any do-overs whatsoever, all right? Justice is expensive. Injustice costs a hell of a lot more. And I don't mean that to say that you can buy yourself to freedom, because there's no one that can make a guarantee as to the result of any criminal trial. But what that means is you have to be able to spend the resources to do the investigation, to hire the experts, to review the work of the government, to do it correctly. And what you are paying for when you hire an experienced criminal defense attorney is all those cases where they got their butt kicked, and they know and they can anticipate those circumstances so it doesn't happen again to you, to this client, all right? They've taken their lumps. Every attorney has taken their lumps on cases where you just sit there and take a beating. Mr. Frazee's case is going up on appeal based upon the motions practice that was done in this particular case, I don't see any huge glaring issues. I don't see anything that's going to get a reversal. Based upon what I have seen from the trial, very unlikely that there's anything that's going to amount to reversible error. Remember, only 2% of all cases that go up on appeal ever come back down for a retrial. Very slim chance. So when somebody says, oh, I'm going to win on appeal, I know I'm going to lose in trial, but I'm going to win on appeal. Yeah, no, you're not. No guarantee. There's a thing out there called, although there was error, it was harmless. The son of a bitch rule. We've talked about it before. What that really means is your client is a son of a bitch, and we're not going to give him a new trial for this little imperfection in his trial. All right. His only hope after the exhaustion of his appeals is going to be a 35C, what we refer to as post-conviction matters. That's basically to say that his trial lawyers weren't any good. But the standard set by the United States Supreme Court in U.S. v. Strickland basically is that a reasonable, competent attorney can show up, have, you know, some semblance of competency, and they're going to be okay. Now, that standard varies, but you don't have to be the perfect attorney. Some attorneys are very technical. Others can be very showmanlike and really get the jury on their side. I may know of one, for example. But the fact of the matter is that just because you don't like the way the things turned out doesn't mean that your attorney did a bad job. We have all lost cases. We've all lost cases we thought we should have won. I've won cases I thought I should have lost. That's just the way the system works. Now, the thing that I thought was interesting in the Patrick Frazee trial, however, I don't think it's going to be rise to the level of anything here, was the cross-examination of Crystal Lee Kenny, the girlfriend, the woman who had three times said she had agreed or was going to go kill Kelsey Barrett. Why not get up there and say on the fourth time you actually did it, and that it was Patrick Frazee that came over to help clean up the house? Because there's nothing in those videos showing that that was in fact the body of the person, and that the easiest way to get out of trouble there, Miss Crystal Lee Kenny, is to keep the facts very similar, just simply change the names to get Mr. Patrick Frazee in trouble. That was the line of questioning, the cross-examination that I would have expected. I was a little disappointed when it didn't go there. Not even close. You have the ultimate prime suspect, the lady who said she disposed of the body, cleaned up after the crime scene, cuts a sweetheart deal. You think that's not motive to fabricate and to lie and to send somebody to prison if they don't have to, when they're going to be basically getting out of prison after 2 months? One would argue that Patrick Frazee perhaps got duped, but that is not ineffective assistance of counsel. That's failure to hire the appropriate counsel for the job. So just a little advice from your lovable local criminal defense attorney, Scott Reich, but Patrick Frazee, I think you need to get yourself rather comfortable. I think you're going to have a long stay in the Colorado Department of Corrections. Next on the docket, R. Kelly, you know, the singer, I Can Fly. Yeah, that guy who has beaten cases previously related to doing bad things to minors. He now has a federal case in Chicago, one in New York as well. R. Kelly had asked, or through his attorneys had asked, that he be released on pretrial release until trial. He was alleging a couple of things. First, that he was at risk for contracting the coronavirus. He was a high-risk individual. It is preventing him from meeting with his attorneys and preparing a strategy and defense for trial. And the judge knocked all of those items down and said, R. Kelly is in his early 50s and therefore not high risk. Don't worry, the BOP is taking good care of you along with everybody else in the Bureau of Prisons and in pre-trial detention. And don't worry about having enough time to talk to your attorneys, because your trial scheduled for July probably won't go as scheduled. So therefore, you'll have that petitional time to actually go forward. And oh yes, by the way, the most important thing, Mr. R. Kelly, was the judge still said you're a danger to the community and a flight risk. Get comfortable. You're not going anywhere. Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Our dumb criminal contestant of the day is a young woman by the name of Sade Miranda. That's Sade, common spelling. And apparently, she had a domestic violence situation with her boyfriend. And the reason why she is our dumb criminal contestant of the day is because Sade was having a fight with her boyfriend. The boyfriend, realizing that things were getting heated, although it's not really disclosed what they were discussing. I'm sure it was something really important, like, you got me SpaghettiOs and I wanted ravioli. Anyway, the boyfriend realizes things aren't going well, grabs his belongings, goes outside, sits on the porch and is going to have a smoke. Well, the police somehow ultimately get called because they hear of this little ruckus. And Sade, which has now catapulted her into running for Drum Criminal Contestant of the Week, not only just of today because she's winning today, is the fact that she didn't just let it go. Apparently threw the SpaghettiOs at her boyfriend, not in self-defense, even though she tried to say that was in self-defense to the police. They saw no injuries to her. She struck her boyfriend in the head with a can of SpaghettiOs, causing him a laceration, you know, a little cut. And guess what? That inability to let it go has now caused her to be arrested, charged with a felony assault because a can of SpaghettiOs can be a deadly weapon, and it did cause a break and a scarring of the skin, which could be a permanent disfigurement. And now she's in custody as well. Although we've seen a pattern lots of times where drugs and alcohol have created situations where people make poor decisions, sometimes impulse control also is a factor which leads to a lot of criminal arrests. And in this particular case, Sade Miranda is our dumb criminal contestant of the day. If she contacts us or even one of her family members contacts us and can prove it, we will ship to her a Crime Talk mug. If you would like your own Crime Talk mug without having to become a dumb criminal contestant, you can hit the link below. Maybe order a shirt. I think my favorite is lawyer, 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 because that's what everybody should say if they are in fact questioned by the police. All right. Hopefully you're making good decisions, exercising impulse control, and not trying to make important decisions under the influence of drugs and alcohol, which can prevent lots and lots of bad situations developing. Thanks for watching. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Crime Talk.